listening to Enduring Words for Troubled Times, a daily devotional brought to you by Pastor David Guzik for Enduring Word.
Today, let's talk about God's glorious heavens and read a couple verses from Psalm 8. Here we go, Psalm 8, verses 3 and 4, where we read this. When I consider your heavens, the work of your fingers, the moon and the stars which you have ordained, what is man that you are mindful of him, and the son of man that you visit him? Years ago, there was startling news from scientists and astronomers. They talked about the possibility of life on the planet Mars. They judged this from some rocks they found on Earth that they thought came from Mars. And they talked about the possibility of water on the moon. Now, most scientists say that it's too soon to declare for certainty on either of those things, whether there is life on Mars or whether there was water on the moon. But we don't need the latest news to be amazed at what's in the heavens. From what I read, a typical galaxy contains billions of individual stars. Our galaxy alone, that's the Milky Way, is said to contain 200 billion stars. Our galaxy is shaped like a giant spiral rotating in space with arms reaching out like a pinwheel, and our sun is one star on one arm of that pinwheel. It would take 250 million years for that pinwheel to make one full rotation. But that's only our galaxy. There are many other galaxies with many other shapes, including spirals, spherical clusters, and even flat pancakes. Now, the average distance between one galaxy and another galaxy is about 20 million trillion miles. I can't even conceive how big that is, but it's a long way. Our closest galaxy is the Andromeda Galaxy, and it's about 12 million trillion miles away. And for every patch of sky that you look at in the night that is about the size of the moon, if you could look very deep, you would see about a million galaxies. Now, God did all this himself. It says there, indeed, my hand has laid the foundation of the earth, and my right hand has stretched out the heavens. When I call them, they stand up together. That's Isaiah chapter 48, verse 13. Now, when we consider the immensity of the heavens, here's what I want you to consider, that God is bigger than all the heavens. Now, I'm not talking about the size of God. I'm talking about his greatness, his glory. Isaiah chapter 40, verse 12 says, who has measured the waters in the hollow of his hand, measured heaven with a span, and calculated the dust of the earth in a measure? He's weighed the mountains in scales and hills in a balance. Now, all of this makes us know not only the greatness of God, but it also amazes us that such a mighty God would care anything about us. It shows not so much how great we are. We shouldn't think, wow, I'm so great that even a mighty God cares about me. Rather, it should tell us about the greatness of God's love. Something like this, wow, he's so great that he cares even about me. Have you received his great love today? Have you thanked him for it? Don't wait too long. Receive his love and thank him for it today.
Thanks for listening. For more information about Pastor David Guzik and his ministry, please visit enduringword.com.